But before the caller would do that, you would say, don't put that in the hot water. It might
fade. Oh, shrink.
Okay. What do you call the small leather container with a clasp on it that women carry money in?
Billfold.
What does a woman wear around her wrist?
Watch.
Okay, if it's not a watch, what else would it be?
Bracelet.
Okay. What would you call the thing that a woman carries, the bigger thing that she puts her billfold in?
Purse.
Okay. What do men wear to hold up their trousers that go over their shoulders?
Suspenders.
Did you ever call it anything else?
Galluses.
Okay. Did you ever hear them called braces?
No.
Just galluses. What do you hold over you to keep yourself dry when it rains?
Umbrella.
What is the last thing you put on a bed? When you make it up, what's the last thing?
Bread.
At the head of your bed, you put your head on a?
Pillow.
What would you call a bed cover that is old-fashioned and hand-pieced out of scraps of old leftover clothes?
Quilt.
What would you call a makeshift sleeping place that you put down on the floor for children to sleep on?
Pallet.
The flat, low land along the stream, overflowed in spring and plowed later. What did you call that?
Say that again.
The flat, low land down close to the swamp or the stream. Sometimes it would overflow in the spring, but then you'd plow it and plant it. Did you have a special name for that kind of land?
No.
Did you ever hear bottom land?
Yes.
The low-lying grassland that's close to the bay. You, of course, you're far enough inland that you wouldn't have special names for that. Okay. The wet place that had trees and grass, and it was mushy and wet. Did you have a special name for that?
Marsh.
Okay. Did you ever call it swamp?
Swamp, yeah.
What different kinds of soil do you have in the field? What kinds of soil do you have here?
Sandy. Mostly.
There's not much clay here.
No.
Did you have a special name for soil that was part sand and part clay? Did you ever use the term or hear your father use the term loam or loamy soil?
No.
Now suppose you had land that was swampy and you wanted to put it to cultivation. First you would have to
clear it.
But before you could clear it, what would you have to do for the water?
Drain it.
Okay.
Drain it.
The deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across. Did you have a special name for that? You didn't have much of that here, did you? Much erosion?
No.
Now, if there had been a heavy rainfall and the rain had cut out the channel or had washed a place, would you have a special name for that?
Good.
Okay. What do you call a very small stream of water, one that you can jump across? Something you might go and wade in when you were a little kid.
Mud hole?
Did you ever call it a branch?
Yeah.
Okay. How big was a branch? Could you jump across a branch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what was the next size?
Would be a creek.
Okay, could you jump across a creek?
No.
Okay, and then the creek would flow into a bigger, and what would that be called?
River.
Okay. Did you have any other names for these streams other than branch, creek, and river?
I don't remember them.
What are some of the names of the streams in this neighborhood where people go fishing?
Hodge Creek, Boulder Mill Creek.